If we will make our mom happy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be so much happy with us. No one can understand. The love of the mom is just like the ocean, and what is the depth has never been measured by anyone. The love of the mom is just like the Mount Everest, top of the mountain, and no one had ever seen the height of that mountain. The love of the mom is just like a garden which has never autumn season in the life. It's the love of mom. We cannot express this feeling in words. And you know, in this world, everyone loves the good one. Even the father, he loves the good children. And if some child becomes bad, the father is willing to expel him outside the house. And he tells, go away from my home. But the mom, she cannot say these words. Even the children become bad, she will say, it is their kismet, their fortune. They became bad, but I am mom, I am still missing them, I want to see them. In this world, there is only one personality, and it's mom who loves the bad children even. Those who have gone astray, they are not good, but still mom is mom. She still loves the person. And how? The dua of mom is accepted. Let me quote one incident. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh. He used to deliver Darse Quran in the masjid, and ladies used to come to a building and they used to listen there. There was a young beautiful lady married with a businessman. He used to come regularly to attend the Darse Quran. She was very pious lady. She had a son. But when the son was of 17 years old, then the husband of this woman, he died due to some mishap. In a very young age, mother decided that I will not remarry, and I will take care of my child, and my child is my whole world. She was busy all the day in upbringing of the child. But when this child became 19, 20 years old, he started going out with the friends. So he had a bad company because there was no shadow of father on his head. He became bad. Mom used to tell him, oh my son, don't go out, don't make bad friends. Come to your home. I am your mom, stay with me. He never listened to his mom. The mom used to take her to Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh. And Hassan Basri rahmatullah used to advise him a lot, spend a lot of time in giving him word of advice. But this young man was so much absorbed in his bad love and affairs, so much involved with the woman outside, that he never listened to anyone. And he never prayed, never made a prayer. So many years he spent his life like this, until he himself became sick, just a skeleton of bones. And then one day he came back to his home, and he was so sick that the physicians of that time, they told him that there is no remedy to your sickness, and you are just on your deathbed. Just like tuberculosis, now we have a remedy for that. But in the past, when there was no remedy, then the doctors used to diagnose the sickness, but they had no cure in their hand, like cancer in these days. Similarly, they told him that no, we do not have any remedy, and you are just on your deathbed. And that's why you are getting weak, losing your weight, and there is shortage of blood in your body. He came back home. The mom looked at his face. She cried a lot. Oh my son, you spoiled your life of this world. Okay, still there is time. She started taking care of her, but his fever started increasing every day. He was having a high temperature. The mom was giving her medicine, but of no use at all. Now in this condition, the mom was sitting beside his bed, talking to him, and the mom still talked very softly, "Oh my son, I advised you not to go to these bad people. You never listened to me, but I am your mom. You should make true tawbah, so that if you have spoiled your life of this world, you should not spoil the life of the hereafter. So please make tawbah and be connected toward your Lord, toward your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." The mom talked so nicely with such an affection and love, deep love, that the son, he was really impressed at that time. He said, "Mom, I want to make tawbah. How can I make it?" She said, "I do not know." Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, he knows it. So let me take you to Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh. But the patient, he could not even stand up. He could not even take a single step. So it was very difficult for her to take the son to Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh. Then she said, "Okay, let me try. I go to Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh and request him that please come to my home. My son wants to make a true tawbah. Tell him how he can make true tawbah." So she went to Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, and this was a time when Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, he delivered a big dars and he just wanted to take a nap of 50 few minutes, and again he had to address, give dars-e-Quran to thousands of people. Now within this very short period of time, few moments, this lady made a request, "Please come to my home." He said, "You know, I am busy in dars-e-Quran, and if I will not take my nap of few minutes, I will not be able to deliver dars-e-Quran properly, and there are thousands of people waiting for me. How I can come to your home? So I am not going to come to your home at this time." Then she said that my son also said that, "Mom, if I will die, ask Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh that he has to made my funeral prayer." Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh got angry that I advised this young man dozens of times and he never listened to me, and I have never seen him in the masjid offering the prayer. And according to me, the person man taraka salata mutaammidan faqad kafar. So I am not going to lead the funeral prayer of your son. The mom was too much depressed. She came back alone. The son asked her, "Mom, what happened? You are alone." She said, "Yes, my son, my sheikh advised you many, many times, hundreds times in the life, in the few years, you never listened to him. You were never giving any response to him. And now he has made up his mind that you will never listen his word and you will just waste his time, and he is not going to waste his few moments for you." He said, "Mom, I told you that he has to lead my funeral prayer." She said that, "No, he has never seen you in the masjid. So he says that I will never lead your funeral prayer." Now this young man got a shock in his heart. "Why, I am so bad that such a pious person is not even prepared to lead the funeral prayer?" Then he started making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mom, she was already crying. And now, due to the crying of the mother, this young man also started crying, and he made dua, "Oh Allah, I ask forgiveness from you. Please forgive me. I disappointed my mom. I disappointed the sheikh of my mom. Allah, I never want to disappoint you. I want to make true tawbah. Oh Allah, accept my tawbah. Now this young man, as he made true tawbah and he recited kalma, he felt that something is happening to his heart, as if he is in the last moment. And in the last moment, he said, "Mom, there is one last word from me, and that is when I will die. Just put a rope in my throat and pull my dead body in the courtyard just like a dog, so that everyone should know the person who is disobedient to the mom, disobedient to the scholars, then he is disgraced like this in this world. And I do not know what is going to happen with me in future, in the hereafter." And then he recited kalma and he expired. The mother, she was just covering the dead body with the sheet when the door was knocked. She came towards the door running and asked, "Who are you knocking my door?" And in return, there was the voice of Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh. He said that, "I was sleeping, and in my nap, I had a dream. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he said, in my dream, Hasan Basri, you are my friend, and you are saying no to lead the funeral prayer of one of my friends. Go and lead the prayer. I am at your door to lead the prayer of your son." So if you will make true tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be obedient to our parents, to listen to them, and give the tawfiq to the parents that they should follow the path of Sharia and Sunnah and take their children along with that towards the paradise. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just for a few minutes, please make muraqabah. Close your eyes, be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feel as if the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming on your heart, and the darkness is going out, and the heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Feel as if the heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah.